20. Naaman washes in the river. Naaman was the commander of the army of Syria. He was a powerful man, a great warrior, respected by his king, honored by his soldiers. But Naaman had a skin disease that would not go away, and all his power and all his wealth couldn't heal it. Now, Naaman's wife had a servant, a young girl from Israel who had been captured in a raid. This girl said to her mistress, "If only my master would go see the prophet in Samaria, he could heal him." A captured servant girl telling the commander of an army what to do. But Naaman listened. He went to Israel with horses and chariots and bags of silver and gold and fine clothing, enough to buy almost anything. He showed up at the prophet Elisha's house expecting something impressive. A powerful man like Naaman, with his horses and chariots gleaming at the door, expected Elisha to come out, call on God, wave his hand, and cure him with a grand ceremony. Elisha didn't even come to the door. He sent a messenger. The messenger said, "Go wash in the Jordan River 7 times, and your skin will be healed." Naaman was furious. "I thought he would at least come out and stand here and call on God and wave his hand over the spot. Aren't the rivers back home in Damascus better than any river in Israel? Couldn't I wash in them and be clean?" He turned around and started to leave in a rage. But his servants came to him and said something wise. "Sir, if the prophet had told you to do some great thing, wouldn't you have done it? How much more then when he just says, 'Wash and be clean'?" Naaman stopped. He thought about it. His servants were right. If Elisha had said, "Fight a battle, or climb a mountain, or pay 1,000 silver pieces, Naaman would have done it without blinking. It was the simpleness of the instruction that offended him. It seemed too easy. It seemed beneath him. So he went down to the Jordan. He dipped himself once, twice, 3 times, 4, 5, 6. Nothing happened. On the 7th time, he came up out of the water and his skin was completely clean, like the skin of a young child. Naaman wanted something dramatic. God gave him something simple. Obedience doesn't always feel important while you're doing it. Dipping in a muddy river isn't heroic. But Naaman had to decide whether to trust the instruction, even when it seemed too easy to work. 2 Kings 5.